But I'm with you always. I'm with you, rain and shine. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, December 27th, 2015 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And I'm just hoping that this is getting out because one of the levels looks not right, but in any case, welcome, sisters and brothers. Today we'll be exploring the areas of intersection and connection between these three discussions: claiming feelings claims the world, he who owns the lexicon rules the world, and transitioning to our global freedom is to thoughtfully decommission the system. And at their point of nexus, we may discover the answer to our questions last week, inspired by Alice's dilemma of how to make the impact of her work bigger, such that it shakes the system of class itself. What is the root, or what are the roots, to recovery of authenticity, of spontaneous feelings, of voice? Could one route be the debunking of the con economics? And the other question, similar, is authentic thought a route to the recovery of our spontaneous feelings? Apologies again, we are having equipment malfunction. The mic just fell apart. Okay. Good thing we started a couple minutes early, huh? Maybe I ought to make a habit of it, just a little backup for my klutziness. All right. Now I'm still not hearing that the, I'm not seeing Well, there was a drone flying overhead. Maybe I'll blame everything on those. Those little suckers, they've been haunting me like you would not believe. Over my house. Okay, don't get me started. Okay, this is not the way the show's going to go. I'm just telling you that. I promise. I think I have a defective mic, I think is what's going on. I think I got stuck with one that is not so great. Not so great. But at least I see they put the mic that was actually set up here on the stand is, or was, because I just switched it, was not actually the one connected. All right, that I'm not going to blame on my klutziness. Or the drone. I think I got to start over. I have to say, you know, when the way my life has been these days, it does tend to intentionally, I know, make it difficult to focus sometimes. So bear with me, please. Thank you for your patience, ready or not. Sisters and brothers, welcome to the December 27th, 2015 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And as I said, and I'm repeating, today we're going to explore the areas of intersection and connection between these three discussions: claiming feelings, claims the world, he who owns the lexicon, rules the world, and transitioning to our global freedom is to thoughtfully decommission the system. And at their point of nexus, we may discover the answer to our questions last week, inspired by Alice's dilemma of how to make the impact of her work bigger, such that it shakes the system of class itself. What is the root, or what are the roots, to recovery of authenticity, of spontaneous feelings, of voice? Could one root be the debunking of the con economics? And is authentic thought a root to the recovery of our spontaneous feelings? In one of the afterwords to her book, For Your Own Good, Alice Miller's book, Hidden Cruelty in Child Rearing and the Roots of Violence, her tone is different. There is more worry. She's less optimistic. Quote, a younger, very emphatic colleague. Oh, I'm sorry. I was distracted again. I just want to mention that I focus too much on the drone thing, not just because it's distraction from our work here, but because I'm increasingly beginning to suspect that, the drones may or may not be involved in, they're definitely involved in targeting, but in the actual delivery of the pain, because as I walk at, since they've taken this as a particular challenge, my walks at Lakeshore Park, I have noticed that I can be tracked with or without drones, and I can also be hit with or without drones. So I just want to mention that so that we don't overly focus on them. They have other means, not sure what it is, till we get some good-hearted whistleblower to spill the beans. Can't be soon enough for me, for sure. And also want to mention that they've been posting signs at Lakeshore Park indicating some public hearings on, you know, what can we do to make the park better? And whenever they start doing that, they pack their folk. And I am just putting it out there in advance that I suspect they're going to try to get some citizenry to pay for, you know, some sort of private policing at the park or something like that. Just the vibe I've been getting from the continued harassment out there. But this is their MO. This is how they work through policy and how the quote-unquote democracy, the form of it is no barrier to them rolling in fascism. It just isn't, as Diana Spearman pointed out in our shows when we talked about her. She wrote a book called Modern Dictatorship, and we are well in it, at least not in the dictatorship part, but we are in the totalitarian part when There is no ability to dissent unless you are targeted and physically injured, if not worse. And I suspect a lot of folk, for a lot of folk, not just those who dissent, but those whom they consider superfluous, that they take Plato's mandate to manage and limit the population very seriously. But hopefully there will be some means for us, once we're free, to just sort of clear the air, what's the right word, truth, outing, period, you know. But until then, our main focus, and I'm telling myself that to get back on track here, is getting free. And if you're seeing a way to do that I'm missing, or even if you just want to encourage some way to expand these conversations, or want to come in here and have a conversation on air, whatever it is, I'm totally open to helping to promote a broader series of conversations. However we can make these discussions in your life and in the life of everyone on the planet start happening in an ongoing and big sense, I am definitely down for it. So if you have some suggestions, please let me know. If for some reason you don't know, the website is Nascence2EndWork, and my email address is NAS2EndWork@gmail.com. So I probably have to talk fast now because there's a lot I want to get in. I was very excited, which I shouldn't anticipate that discussion, but it is amazing to me how the ancestors sort of leave these little breadcrumbs and you start following and they lead you where you need to go. Very important when you are given those leads, like come this way, to trust, pick them up, and in fact, we're going to get some masterly description of that process in a minute, because what I'm getting to is that I was led to Pierre Joseph Proudhon, who I wrongly neglected my entire life, and I'm hoping we make up for that at some point shortly. So, apologies, Alice.